Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday on the program, our listener question on the email address business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And we will find the right person, the very best person to answer. Let me tell you, this is the best advice on radio, and it's absolutely free. Now, tonight, this is an amalgamation of a couple of questions from worried mothers. With over 95% of South African children regularly accessing the internet, many of them are not receiving any formal online safety education. What's the upshot? Well, they've become prime targets for scammers. And as the holidays approach, screen time goes up, and I guess it would be perfectly reasonable to say the risks go up as well. So I want to talk now to Leon Jacobs. He's Chief Information Officer at RCS Financial Services, hopefully tonight with some advice for parents, children and caregivers on how to spot red flags, understand the latest scams targeting young users, and how to create better and safer online habits. So Leon, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. That figure of 95% is surprising, but it is high. 95% of children online in one way or another. But here's the rub. Fewer than half are taught about online safety. Why is the gap so wide, and who's responsible for fixing it?
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me. Yes, that's a very important question. I think it's a combination of both the parent and the child to take ownership and responsibility for what our kids are visiting online. You'll see very often in malls and kids in cars sitting on their mobile devices. So I do think it's a shared responsibility between parents and the children to make sure kids are fully aware of what they are surfing online. And ultimately, I do think, though, that it resides with the parent to be responsible for ensuring that they sit down with their kids and take them through what they need to be wary of when visiting applications on their mobile devices, where they're surfing websites in their personal capacity, and to be sure that the kids are fully aligned and understand what they have to look out for.
Often parents are either completely ignorant as far as this is concerned, or they simply have no idea as to what red flags they should be looking out for, though.
Yes, indeed. But I think really, Jeremy, parents have to educate themselves. There are a number of guidelines, a number of basic tips that parents can follow, in fact, to ensure that they are educated.
I think a lot of parents would assume that their children being so-called digital natives means that they know what they're doing online and they are aware of those red flags. But I'm also going to suggest that digital fluency doesn't equal cyber awareness. And that's probably the reason for that big gap.
Indeed, Jeremy, that's absolutely correct. Because scammers out there really understand that they can very easily dupe both parents and kids by, you know, a number of actions. They can have fake competitions. There are fake modeling agency scams. There are providers out there that impersonate credit providers. There are also ways where they look at how to elicit money from you. So I think really the onus does sit with parents, and I think the kids as well, to educate themselves. I think one mustn't be naive to believe that your kids really understand. I think parents have to make an effort to understand what these pitfalls are and how they can help their children to be safer online.
Why do you think children are such easy targets?
I think because they spend so much time online, they chatting with their friends, they're using WhatsApp as a channel, for example, they're using different types of social media, they're on TikTok. So they're fully engrossed in the conversation and the engagement through these online channels. And then typically, you know, what these scamsters do, they know that, you know, these kids are not savvy. They don't understand what to look out for. They're not really alert at all times. And that's what they use. They use the fact that you are constantly online, that you're going to specific websites, that you're engaging through specific social media channels. And they use that as an entry point to gain a foothold into, you know, whatever activity they want to use as a method to scam your kids.
You've mentioned fake competitions, fake modeling gigs, but one of the other scams is criminals posing as legitimate lenders, I guess, like your organization, RCS. In your experience, and obviously this is something that you keep a close eye on, how often does this happen? And is there anything that families, parents can do to spot the difference?
Yes, so we do see these items pop up from time to time. I think there's a few things that one can do. I think number one, make sure that you're working through a trusted website, that the website is legitimate. As a credit provider, for example, we will never ask for money up front. We will never ask for a deposit. You have to apply for our products. We will have items in the media. We will have ads, for example, through some social media channels. If you do see these, make sure that they are genuine, they are legitimate. So yes, we do see these fraudsters happening from time to time. But ultimately, you know, if you perform some basic checks, you will get to a point where you can very easily pick out what's real and what's fake.
I want to come back to the parents, if we can. And I think a critical component of this discussion is the way in which they talk to their children about online scams. The last thing you want to do is to turn it into a lecture, or perhaps worse, making their children too afraid to explore online spaces. And that, of course, is not where the world is heading, but it's where the world exists right now.
Absolutely correct, Jeremy. And as a parent and as a parent of teenage daughters, you know, the approach that I follow is to have an open and frank conversation, have an adult conversation with your kids, explain to them that there is so much danger out there if your information gets leaked. We've heard stories about cyberbullying where specific personal information is shared. I think it's incumbent upon the parent to have an open and transparent conversation, but in an adult way and not in an accusatory way. I think it's important that our kids really understand the dangers that are out there, and really I think to treat them as adults, you know, because you know, if your information gets exposed, if you you have personal information that's exposed, if you are a victim of cyberbullying, for example, you know, that that can be quite traumatic for our children. So it's important that you make the time, you make the effort, but have an adult conversation. Don't have an accusatory conversation. Ensure that your children understand that it's in their best interest to be safe online.
By the way, Leon, good luck with the teenage daughters. I have two daughters myself, and when they were teenagers, my nickname was The Wallet because I never stopped paying. But just finally, we've been speaking about parents, but what about schools? I would suggest to you that they are not doing enough to prepare learners for the digital world.
Yes, I agree, Jeremy. I agree. I think as much as schools are now focusing on topics that do cover the digital age, they're making sure that kids understand programming and all of these technologies that are prevalent right now, I do think the school system have to build in into their curricula topics that do cover cybersecurity, that do cover online security, because it's part of the world that we live in now. So I fully agree. I think, you know, our schooling system does have to do more.
Well, that is an important warning, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, just ahead of the Easter break. My thanks to Leon Jacobs, Chief Information Officer at the Financial Services Group, RCS. Leon, some very valuable insights there. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.